Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team group conference call. We do this call the very first Monday of every month to really focus on the B2B aspect of your Legal Shield businesses. I'm super excited about the trainer we're going to have tonight. I hope you guys are ready to take good notes, and because you can definitely learn a lot from this gentleman. So I'm going to quit talking and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member. But most importantly in my life is he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Perfect.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And I am also excited about tonight's special caller. But to introduce him, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 Executive Director who continues to lead our More Success team now after over 30 years. And that's none other than my dad, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Ready, loud, and clear. Well, you know, first of all, before I introduce this speaker, I'd like to say congratulations to Mr. Bob Peltzer. Wrote 62 apps, I believe it was last week. Fantastic job. Good job, Bob. You know, this next man, Randy, is not only a good group trainer, he's a group vice president. He's always in Power 20, always in Performance Club, $100,000 ring earner, great trainer, and he's also a great friend of the More Success team. I'd like for him to know that anybody on our team at any time that he needs anything, we would try to do it for him if at all possible. So my friend, your friend, a great trainer in Legal Shield, Mr. Alan Roman.
Mr. Moore, thank you. I mean, I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me from St. Louis to Ada?
I can hear you. You've got a good voice reach this far, I'll tell you.
That's great. Well, I appreciate everybody being on the call, and I appreciate being asked to be on the More Success Team call. You know, the More name in Legal Shield is like the Ford name or the Chevy name in the auto industry. So, you know, it's just I appreciate the opportunity to talk tonight. And I thought I would talk tonight about one of my favorite things, and that's the Commercial Driver Legal Plan. And it's one of our specialty programs that we have. It's one of the only plans that we have where you can actually get double counters. You get one for the commercial driver legal plan and one for the family plan. And before even I get into that, the one thing I do want to say, and I always want to preface, is that persistency is very important. In my opinion, you shouldn't do any product totally in one area. You need to watch what your persistency is. Mine is now running over 70, between 75 and 80%, and it's taken me a while to readjust some things, but this is a great product, the Commercial Driver Legal Plan, and since January, when the program, January of 2014, when we took commercial vehicle or a two-axle business vehicle out of the legal plan. Now, this is also an important product to understand to offer for HVAC companies, for plumbing companies, and those type of companies. But this is my favorite product, and it's a major part of my business. And, again, it can help you to get the executive director and above if you understand it and how to position it. And I want to talk to everyone tonight about that. Before I get into that, I want to tell you where you can find more brochures and flat sheets and articles on the Commercial Driver Legal Plan. And we're in the middle of redeveloping the website. I've been working with Claire Terrell and with Melissa Wilder, and we're going to have a new B2B CDLP area in the back office. But currently, if you go to your back office and you click on B2B and then CDLP, you'll be able to find flat sheets, on all the commercial driver legal plans. You'll be able to find all different articles and different information. So, you know, please write that down so that you know and understand that there's a place to go to find all the information. And we're going to even be building that out more in the future. We have it all laid out, and I think it'll probably get introduced in July, if not sooner, expecting it to be sooner. Also, before I get into the rest of what I want to talk about tonight, I want to send you, and so everyone knows where to find some of the information if you're a commercial driver, if you're going to go after multi-axle vehicles and go after the trucking companies and what the and a trucking company is really called a motor carrier, and what the decision maker is gonna, what you're gonna really want to talk to the decision maker about. And those kind of things can be found on a government website. And if you want to write this down, I'll repeat it a couple of times, but you want to go to CSA, that's Charlie Sam Alpha, and then dot FMCSA, which is Frank Mary Charlie Sam Alpha, dot DOT, like Department of Transportation, DOT dot gov, G-O-V. So again, I'll repeat it, CSA dot FMCSA dot 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 gov. That's the website. In the old days, we used to talk about safersys.org when we trained a CDLP training, but now the newer sites, we still want to go, you can still go to safersys.org, but you're going to want to go to this website because there's a lot more information on CSA, which everyone's talking about. So again, it's csa.fmcsa.dot.gov. And then you're going to want to click on what's new and kind of look around in there and familiarize yourself with that site, because you can look up companies and you can look up their CSA points and you can learn more about the whole CSA area, which is a main thrust of what we talk about when we go to talk to a motor carrier. Another thing. The third Friday of every month, we have the Commercial Driver Legal Plan group call. So the third Friday at 10 a.m. of every month, four times a year, we have Fred Rahal, who's the lead attorney at Riggs Abney in Tulsa, and he's on talking about different things that are happening in the industry where there are hot points around the country where there's issues going on. And the great thing about this call is when I get off the call, I take what I heard from Fred or whoever the speaker is, and then I'm on the phone with my safety managers, either both new safety managers and existing safety managers, and I'm become a consultative salesperson to them from what I hear on the call. So I'll call them up and say, you know, I just got off of a transportation conference call, and in this one area of the country, we're seeing a spike in tickets, and I'll go through that with my safety managers, and I find that becoming a consultative salesperson both keeps me in accounts and gets me into new accounts. So it's a great area to find out and get more information on that area. I think tonight I'm going to spend most of the time on what I call the low-hanging fruit of the commercial driver legal plan, and that's the over-the-road driver. And that's the semi that you see on the road. And in positioning this product, it's important to understand that as of August 23rd of last year, everything changed in the transportation industry. Before that date, all we could do with our legal plan, and it was great, don't get me wrong, but all we could do was work on the driver's CDL or their MVR, that's their motor vehicle record. So if a driver got a moving violation, we could represent them in the original jurisdiction and help them get that ticket possibly changed to something else. You know that we know in our business we never say that we fix tickets. I always say that I've had 7 tickets in 10 years and State Farm thinks I'm a perfect driver. That gets the point across. But in the past, Fred and his team of incredible attorneys coast to coast, and by the way, there is, for those of you who are not familiar with the commercial driver legal plan, there is only one telephone number for the commercial driver legal plan. There's not one in every state. So when someone buys our commercial driver legal plan, the CDLP plan, basic or whichever one it is, super CDL, they call one telephone number, and that's Riggs Abney, and that's 800-634-2391, 800-634-2391, and then we get a local attorney to represent the driver as close to the original jurisdiction where their situation happens. And in most cases, that driver does not have to be in court with the attorney. And that way we can keep that driver driving and be able to represent them and keep their MVR clean. Well, as of August 23rd, something changed, and that is that if a driver gets a ticket that has CSA points attached to it, and we're able to get that ticket adjudicated, which is just a fancy legal word for plea bargain, down to a lesser offense, then our attorneys are now giving the driver a certified court document. They can bring it back to their company, to their safety manager, and the safety manager will then data queue, which is just an electronic internet interface with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. And what the feds have told the states is that they have to reduce the CSA points down to one. So if there were 10 CSA points attached to that ticket, then those points have to be reduced to one. So that is really, really important to a driver because, again, a driver only cares about their MVR points, their motor vehicle points, and now their CSA points. And that really dictates over time what a driver is going to be paid in the future. And then on the motor carrier side, on the trucking company side, they have what's called a CSA composite score. And that's the composite score of all their driver's CSA points. So they're going to want to make sure that their driver's CSA points are as low as possible. So it all works together. So what happens is when you go to visit or you make a phone call to a motor carrier, to a trucking company, hi, this is Alan Roman. I'm with Legal Shield. Have you heard of us? If they say yes, well, then I'll say, well, then you know. If they say no, then I'm going to say, well, let me tell you that we have a plan that can help you with your CSA composite scores. I'm going to be in the neighborhood on Thursday. Would morning or afternoon be better? So it's a that's really where we're going in opening up accounts. is working with the CSA composite score. Now, another thing that the motor carrier is concerned about is what's called their driver quality. That is their driver's MVRs, because liability insurance, commercial insurance, has a 25% swing on driver quality. So there's a 25% swing in how much their commercial insurance is based on their driver's MVRs. So everything we do with our commercial driver legal plan is very positive for the motor carrier and also for the driver. So it all works together. There's great synergy. And again, going back to what how I started this, we really go back to August 23rd of last year when the law changed, the regulations changed, and that's why we're seeing a spike in new CDLP accounts being opened up, and we're seeing an increase in the sales in the commercial driver legal area. So it's important that everyone get out to a training, get retrained on this product and what we're doing in that area. I'm going to be training it. If anyone on the line is close to Detroit, I'm going to be training there May 2nd on a Saturday. And then also I'll be doing a training in St. Louis in May. So kind of, you know, check with group marketing, and we have other great trainers out in the marketplace who are doing this every day. And there's just a gigantic need. The over-the-road driver knows they need this product. They know that they cannot know every law from one end of the country to the other. It's near impossible to know every single law that they come across. Let's see if I've got some couple other notes. The other thing that's different with the commercial driver legal plan is that, unlike the family plan, it's based on where the driver lives. The commercial driver legal plan is based on where the driver is standing. So if you're from Oklahoma, but someone from a driver, an over-the-road driver, is from Massachusetts, and they're in Oklahoma, you can sell them a commercial driver legal plan or a CDLP plan because they're standing in Oklahoma, and you don't have to have a license there. Now, you won't be able to sell them the family plan, but you will be able to sell them the CDLP plan. Now, in addition to all of that, some of our associates, I call them agents, like Kim Ferris, she also sells identity theft. So she may be selling three different products. I only sell two to a driver at a time. I'm concerned about overloading that driver with too much coming out of their paycheck, but there are a number of people who do sell all three of our products to a driver when they go to an orientation. By the way, there are a couple of different places that you enroll drivers at a company. One of them would be a safety meeting, and then the one I like the best is orientations. So if a company has, let's say, 250 to 300 drivers, they're probably going to have an orientation. They'll have three to four. They'll average about four drivers every week in an orientation. If they have 450 to 500 drivers, they could have 10 to 12 drivers every week. And then we've got companies that have, I have one company that has 1,000 drivers. Today there were 24 drivers there. 22 bought the commercial driver legal plan, and half of those bought the family plan. And those are standing enrollments. The one that has 450, I buy lunch every Tuesday. Tomorrow I'll be buying lunch, and I get them for an hour. And I just go to Arby's, and I get the two junior roast beef, and I get some chips at Sam's or Costco's, and I get chocolate chip cookies, and I go in, and I have them for an hour. And if you can get orientations every week, you can imagine what that can do to your numbers and getting to ED and getting to, you know, different levels that you want to aspire to. Lastly, the small business plan. Almost all my trucking companies, and while I have one that's $1,000, another one that's $450, the bulk of my trucking companies are more in the 20 to 60 range, or less than 100, and almost all of them have a small business plan. Depending on the size. So I guess my whole point in all this is that these motor carriers, they need to be able to call attorneys, ask them questions. They're signing contracts. They're signing leases. They're signing hold harmless agreements, contracts. They have debt collection issues. So there's a real great synergy around all of the products in focusing on this, the transportation products that we have, which I believe is one of the first products that the company offered 45 years ago. So I hope that, Ken, I hope that everyone on the call finds some interest in what I talked about this evening, and I appreciate y'all taking a little bit of time away from the national basketball game that's going on. And if I can answer any questions, I'll be happy to do that.
But Alan, we really do thank you. You're right. 40-something years ago, we had to start out as Sportsman's Motor Club. That was what we started at, Sportsman's Motor Club. It's been a while, but we couldn't offer much, and we couldn't do a legal service because there was no laws to govern it. So we were the pioneers, no matter what people says, in the legal service back in, well, actually, that Sportsman Motor Club kicked off in 1973, really become effective heavily in 74, company formed in 72. That's great information you give us. I'm sure Randy wanted to say something, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it, Alan. Randy?
Mr. Roman, if you've got a minute, I'm going to go ahead and call on a few people here. Go start out with,
sure,
from the state of Alabama, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on the call?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Mr. Parrish.
Well, good to hear you from you, Alan. It's always great training, and it's not an area that I've ever spent a lot of time in, but you and I have talked about that a number of occasions, and it's just something I need to get with that legislation, and I think I'm probably leaving some money on the table there, and wanted to try to check that out myself because I think there's a lot of opportunities out there for us. And as people are continuing to be well-rounded in the business, I think it's something that they need to take a look at. You've done a great job of mastering that. I wish we would have another 30 minutes for you to talk to people how you use Reference USA and do a lot of cold calling, but times will not allow that. But, again, great training tonight, and thanks for sharing your evening with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, let's go up to the state of Oklahoma and Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm on the call. Just want to say great training, Alan, and that's, I'm kind of like Jimmy. I don't spend a whole lot of time in the CDLP arena, but I think I need to get busy and start doing that. A lot of great information, and I think I'm going to get to work and start chasing you a little bit.
Okay, and don't forget about just the, even the HVAC companies today, any new HVAC companies that you're opening need the commercial driver legal plan. And, you know, we all, those of us who've been around for a while, Jimmy herald these HVAC companies that have the step vans that are on the street. Those are commercial vehicles. And for a driver to be covered if they get a speeding ticket or they get a, God forbid, they're in a tragic accident and someone is killed, they need to have that plan. And then we also protect them in their personal vehicle with it, and we protect their spouses. So there's a big opportunity, not just in the commercial, with the commercial, the multi-axle trucks, but just even in the step vans today.
Great information. Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. Let's go out to the state of Arizona and another Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bout. Linda, have you got a question or comment for Mr. Roman?
Yes. Fantastic training and honestly pretty timely. I just had a longtime associate who actually has bought a truck and has been out on the road for last few years, and he called me from some location. He says, man, he goes, I have got to sell these plans. He goes, everybody out here needs this. And he just went on and on and on, you know, because he's seen it from both sides. He's been an associate, and he's sold family plans, and, you know, and now that he trains truckers and he is driving his own truck, he just told me the need is just amazing. So thank you so much. I'm going to definitely pass all this information along to him while he's out in the road.
There you go. Good stuff. That's good stuff.
All right, Linda, thank you very much. Let's go up to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and another Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. David, have you got a question or comment for Mr. Roman? Do we have you on?
Hi, Randy. I was on mute. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Yeah, actually, and I'm like some of the other ones on here, I kind of shied away from, even though I've sat through several trainings, hadn't done much for the CDL, but I wrote a small business plan and personal plan and IDT premium, all that kind of stuff today, and the guy, I didn't even realize he had trucks, but because it's a manufacturing, but they actually carry hazardous materials, and I told him I would get some additional CDL information and bring back to him, and he was excited to even know that we had it. So, you know, I think we've all left money on the table, and hopefully we can start doing more with that. We certainly appreciate your input and your training.
Yes. And, you know, the thing is that we have a lot of specialty programs. I mean, you know, I chose to talk about the commercial driver legal plan, but, you know, we have the law officer plan and teacher plans, and sometimes we lose sight of all the different plans that we have. And if you really know that niche and you understand it and you start to learn the buzzwords, you can just explode an area no matter what that specialty is. And, you know, like I said, these drivers, they understand, and so does ownership, the need and their commercial insurance rates. Everything is based on driver quality, MVRs, and all that. And that's, you know, we're helping them with our product every day.
All right, Mr. Peterman, thank you. And last, let's go out back to the state of Arizona and another top executive director on the team, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on the call?
I am. Thank you, Randy. And I think I appreciate your training, Mr. Roman, very kindly. And, you know, we just, since there's so few CDLP trainings, you know, sporadically happening around the country, it's just nice to actually have a call like this. And I guess I think you kind of answered my question, but the one that popped in my head because of the changes in the family plan was how much, you know, over-the-road trucker plans you're selling versus just company vehicles, you know, or bus drivers or things of that nature.
Well, I mean, a majority of my business is multi-axle vehicles because that's really where I started. But I'm transitioning again. You should never have too much business in one area. So I'm making some transition, but a bulk of my my transportation or my commercial business is multi-axle versus commercial vehicles that are two axles. But I mean, it sounds like most people on the call are doing little to none in this area. So, you know, you can bump up 10% in this area. Hardly anyone's doing it. And there's and then when you look at some of the top producers in the company, that's a main. I mean, even Melissa Wilder, that was a main part of her business, and she was running third or fourth before she went inside. And Kim's up always in the top five, six, or seven. Myself. So that's a clue, y'all, that there's a big opportunity in this area. And, you know, we welcome you to join us because, again, there's a need and it's identified by the owner of the company and by the over-the-road driver.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. All right, Mr. Roman, again, I want to thank you for being on the call. Hope we haven't taken up too much of your time, but great information. I know there's a lot of people got a lot of good out of it tonight. You know, when I was a state trooper, I was CSA certified. I was a DOT man before I retired, so I understand that end of the trucking business also.
Sure.
So I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore. Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy, and thank you again, Alan. We appreciate it. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the call as much as I did tonight. Remember, Each first Monday of every month, 9 p.m. Central is our group call, and now 8 p.m. Central is our regular call. Some people got a little mixed up tonight, but maybe we tried to put it out good. Maybe that's our fault. Maybe they didn't listen, but whatever. It seemed like it went off pretty well. Tell all your people what time it is. And let's see, as we write this business, I know you're all interested in residual income, so let's watch our persistency, be problem solvers, not pushy people, write good business. Keep it on the books. We'll all be happy. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you and good night.
Good night. Good night.